Houston, would you select S-band voice to voice? Over. you, Houston. We made an error on those coordinates. We'd like you to load for latitude and the 989 plus 01243, longitude over 2 plus 11844. Altitude minus 00146 is shown in the flight plan. Over.
Okay, thank
where you are in the activation. Over.
Right, we're just around late for something to do. We need a space sector, a rest map, so we can proceed on with the ag. And we need you to watch our staff data load, triple drive check, and throttle test. Over.
Roger, Eagle. We'll have the state vectors and the rest map for you as soon as we get the high gain. Over. It'll be about another 10 minutes or so before we get through the P-22, and when we maneuver to attitude and get the high gain, we'll have the updates for you. Over.
Roger. We'll go ahead with the DAP throttle check. We don't have any more drives, okay?
Roger, I understand you're going to the DAP throttle. That's affirmative.
This is Apollo Control. We'll continue to have rather noisy communications from the spacecraft until the orbital navigation is completed. Mike Collins is preparing to take marks on a landmark near the prime landing site. This information will be received here in Mission Control and will be used to update the ground's knowledge of where the spacecraft is, and in turn that information will assist in setting the precise time for the powered descent. Once the orbital navigation is completed, we'll be able to get a high-gain antenna and LEM steerable antenna locked on, and we should see some improvement in the communications.